You are listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Gene here at the new Classical FM. Now, on stage now through until May 6th as a part of a new partnership with the Berkeley Street Theater, Canadian Stage is presenting the North American premiere of Picnic in the Cemetery. They're calling it a hybrid musical performance put together by Nyo Kong Ki, the long-serving music director of Montreal's La 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 Human Steps. It may sound, to me, it may, you know, Picnic in the Cemetery, you're like, but it is an invitation to muse about dying, but more importantly, to reflect on living. And we are joined in the studio by the creator, Nyo Kong Ki. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
So am I right in saying that? I mean, people would look at the title of this if they're going through their listings and go, what the heck? I don't know about that.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, the cemeteries in a way are, you know, as much for the living as mm-hmm. for the dead, right? So a lot of times we go and visit our ancestors or our loved ones and just walking through the cemeteries and just be reflective. I mean, it's quite a place that invites contemplations about life, about living, in fact, and more so than just the death.
And how is it that this is a multidisciplinary event?
Yeah, so various people have described this work as either a stage concert or concert plus experience. So we call it concert theater, in that the theatrical elements does help to relay the theme of the work. So it actually helps you to focus even more onto the music with the help of the lighting or the set. And then we also have some immersive elements in built into the work as well. And the Berkeley Street Theater, upstairs theater, is a very unusual space in that it's very long and very narrow.
Yes.
We have a very large setup for projections that kind of envelop the audience into space.
Mm.
Yes. So I do feel that when people are inside, they feel that they are in the environment that we have created. And that, and along with the text and the visuals and the lighting, and it helps people to actually go into the world of the music, even though it's a very abstract medium.
Yes.
A lot more with those those help.
Right. Now, because I mean, you were mentioning, you know, I mean, cemeteries are a place for the living, but a way to honor those who have gone past. Is the music in any? I mean, that gives you a large palette to play with musically. You can go nostalgia. You can go into modern. I mean, it must have been a lot of. Well, I wouldn't want to say fun, but maybe it was fun for you to create.
Yes, actually, I mean, the work already existed is as an album before I created the stage version of it. So I actually wrote those songs, well, I call them songs, that instrumental music for violin, piano, and cello.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote those music for my colleagues at La 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 Human Steps. There's a string player, there are two string players in the show Amelia that I tour with. And so they actually, a lot of them are quite fun. Mm-hmm. And then they're also, of course, a lot more contemplative and nostalgic as well, as you said. So it's a variety of stuff. And the work that I do normally sort of sits between 19th century romanticism to contemporary minimalistic music, throwing with a little bit of, I don't know if the audience are familiar with the work of a more contemporary musicians such as Olaf Arnolds and Nils Fram. So
right,
there's also a little
right.
bit of those kind of influence as well. And so it's a mixed bag, like a picnic. You would have a variety of stuff on offer.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've had a great deal of success. I know you probably don't want to brag or anything, but...
Why not?
I'm going to ask you to. What do you attribute the success? Because I've heard a lot about you and your work.
Funnily enough, I mean, my work mostly sits within the dance theater mm-hmm. and opera milieu. I've created a couple other music theater pieces. I tend to find my audience within those community, and they gravitate towards the music because it is very visual in a sense.
Yes.
And a lot of people also comment that it's very filmic and it conjures up imageries and memories for them. So this is actually the first time I'm presenting a work in Toronto that is kind of more music-based and not narrative-driven. So this is also new for me. I'm really excited to share with new audience who would come to the show.
Mm-hmm. Was it difficult, because you said this music was already out there?
Mm-hmm.
Was it... How was it making the translation into a mm-hmm. stage presentation?
Yeah. No, I mean, we take a cue from the, I guess, somewhat fanciful and funny title of the album.
Sure, sure.
And just we just kind of just go from there in terms of our stage directions and finding the right visual language for the show. So it's very quirky and a little bit, I mean, it's very atmospheric, but it's not scary by any means. But it also invites reflections, but there are also funny moments as well in the show.
Sure.
Yeah. So is there a story, a theme, a through line?
It's not so much my story, but rather sort of everybody's stories in a sense. I mean, there are texts and there are proceedings in the show that invite audience to think about things that may have happened with them mm-hmm. or with their, I mean, in their own lives. So it's more a story about the audience experience or their references.
Mm. Yeah. And more about sort of the passing of life?
Yes, a passing of life, but also going forward as we are still living, obviously.
Exactly. One would certainly hope.
Yes, exactly.
Currently, anyway.
Yes, yeah.
Now, this opened up on the 26th. What have you found the audience's reactions? Have they been what you had hoped?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with this show because it is always, because it's not a form that's familiar to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So different people have different ways of accessing these plays. But we in our program notes, we encourage audience to just sort of like take it in with their heart more than with their brain. And so it's a piece that kind of like, it's just like you would go to a concert, right? So mm-hmm. Music is abstract, but it's just because we put everything else on top of it, it doesn't make it something else.
Right.
So it's you can access the whole experience the way you access music, just let it wash over you.
And the interesting thing about Matthew Jocelyn is that over the years that he's been the director of Cannes Stage, he really has brought in new things.
Yeah.
So many new ideas, creative new ideas. Yeah. So I guess one shouldn't be surprised by this wonderful art form.
Yeah, I do feel the Canadian Stage is very right. It's a perfect fit for this show.
Yes.
And I'm very thankful to Matthew and Canadian Stage for bringing us in. But
yes, I am too.
Has it encouraged you to do more quote unquote solo work like this in the future?
Collaborate with people, so I don't know, maybe that sometimes down the road, but I mean, even if I do solo, there will always be collaborators, whether it's a stage designer, a set designer, or a lighting designer, so it always will have that kind of element in it.
Have you ever performed?
Have I ever performed? Yes, I do. Actually, I'm performing in this show as the pianist, and I will also perform again for Canadian Stage next season in 2019, May, with a new work. That's going to be a song cycle set to the poetry of a Chinese poet. Who wrote about his experience as a factory worker working on the assembly line, making electronic parts in Shenzhen, China. All the gadgets that we use, iPhones, iPads, Blackberries, all the parts, they have to be made by some people.
Sure.
And this is one of the workers who made those things.
Neat.
And so this will be a piece. It's called A Swallow the Moon Made of Iron. So that would be 2019 in May. And so it'll be a song cycle at Arts.
Look very
absolutely.
Forward to that. Well, I want to thank you for coming in today
and
continued success on this run.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
I've been we have been speaking.
Thank you.
Exactly. To Neo Kong Ki, who is the creator of the North American premiere Picnic in the Cemetery. It continues until May 6th at the Berkeley Street Theater upstairs. It runs about 75 minutes, no intermission. This is being put on by Cannes Stage. If you want to get more information, get some tickets, you can check out their website, canadianstage.com.